for the first time I saw it. And I wonder, as I look at the sagging chairs and the threadbare sofa, if, like the olive tree, beyond a certain point, old was simply old and didn't visibly age further, like grey-haired grandparents to a young child. Of course, the one thing in this room that has changed beyond all recognition is me. We humans complete the vast majority of our physical and mental evolution during our first few years on planet Earth, baby to full-grown adult within the blink of an eye. After that, outwardly at least, we spend the rest of our lives looking more or less the same, simply becoming saggier and less attractive versions of our younger selves as genes and gravity do their worst. As for the emotional and intellectual side of things, well, I have to believe there are some bonuses to make up for the slow decline of our outer packaging. And being back here at Pandora shows me clearly that there are. As I walk back into the hall, I chuckle at the Alex I used to be. And cringe at my former self, 13 years old and, in retrospect, a self-absorbed right royal pain in the backside. I open the door to the broom cupboard, my affectionate term for the room I inhabited during that long, hot summer 10 years ago. Reaching for the light, I realise I was not underestimating its miniature size, and if anything, the space seems to have shrunk further.